Hello, hello, and welcome to the Misalignment Podcast, Episode 1. I'm your host, Alana Thomas Molino, and I wanted to create a podcast in a safe space where we can come together to have a positive and supportive community of maybe some people who are just going through it, need to have a little bit of grounding each week, and maybe on your own mental health journey, a little bit of maybe lost souls. And so what you can expect from this podcast in the first episode is just the intention for the podcast, a little bit of background about me, the host, and why I wanted to start my own podcast, what to expect in the future, like topics and the format, and then that's about it. So first episode is going to be pretty light. I am so happy that you found me, if I didn't say that already. The first episode is going to be a little raw, unedited probably, because I'm super new to this, 100% authentic, and yeah, so let's just get into it. I'm thinking of starting every episode with an affirmation. So the affirmation that really resonated with me today is, I release self-doubt and step into confidence. I release self-doubt and step into confidence. Yeah, so that's today's affirmation, or this week's affirmation. So, as I said, my name's Alana. I am super passionate about my mental health journey, health and wellness, and I wanted to create a community, like I mentioned, of supportive positivity, where you can always have a friend in me, not to quote Toy Story. I've been on my own mental health journey for about 15 years. I'm in my early 30s, and I remember my first real experience with anxiety was when I was 16. And it was primarily social anxiety. So for most, like more about half of my lifetime now. And I'm hoping that some of my story or journey will resonate or connect with someone out there and hopefully provide a little bit of support and a little bit of comfort. I've learned the importance over the years of not only nourishing our bodies but our minds as well. I'm excited to share what I've learned through my journey, to hear from others, hopefully share some tips on coping, how to manage stress in a positive, productive way, how to manage some anxiety, possibly provide some like grounding and mindfulness techniques, and really just get into our dream life, authentic selves, unapologetically. And so a little background about why about why I wanted to start. Honestly, in the past like 3 years, I've just started really listening to podcasts, which is crazy because they've been around for so long. But I started listening to like self-improvement ones, and the podcasts that I really gravitated towards were always talking about like manifesting your dream life and getting back in routine, and like how to make a vision board, and like just, I don't know, things like that, and like health and health, like physical health and wellness and eating healthy, and all of that is great, but I feel like they didn't really touch on some of the roller coaster of mental health journeys, and it's definitely been a struggle for me, for pretty much all of my adult life. It's just been up and down roller coaster, and I just wanted to provide like a more authentic view, I guess, of and like tips and just a more raw, semi-dysfunctional, mentally not always stable community of souls that are just going through it but doing their best, and we're all just out here doing our best. So that's pretty much my intention for starting. I believe that our everyday lives have a huge impact on our mental health and our well-being. So in this podcast, we're gonna dig into everyday practices, but like reasonable ones that you can definitely incorporate into your everyday or every week routine to kind of ground yourself and just to take care of ourselves in a way that best serves us. Yeah, so a little introduction to me. I don't want to give too much in the first episode about myself because I'm hoping that there's going to be hundreds of more episodes. So, as I mentioned, my name is Alana. I'm born and raised in San Diego, California. I'm in my early 30s, and I'm happily married to my husband, Michael, and we have a son who's almost two years old, which is insane. I have always been very, like, athletic, I guess, and fit. I grew up dancing, doing cheer and gymnastics, and I've also always been, like, an avid runner. I actually ran my first half marathon in October of 2024, and I signed up for my second half marathon in June, so I'm really excited for that. And yeah, I've just always been really into fitness, but then I went to college in Orange County, like, nearly a decade ago, which is insane. I graduated like a decade ago, which is crazy. And I studied history and philosophy. I'm a huge nerd. I just read a lot. And then I went to grad school in San Diego to become a teacher. And I taught history for the past 8 years. But I'm on a little bit of a hiatus right now because there was a situation at work that was a little bit triggering that kind of sent me into a mental breakdown. Like, I don't know, maybe a quarter life crisis. I don't want to say midlife crisis because I'm still super young. But anyways, yeah, so I've been off of work in two intensive outpatient programs, which is like intensive group therapy, for the past 4 or 5 months, since like the middle of October. Yeah, and so right now I'm just on this journey of healing, dealing with a lot of trauma that I have neglected for a long time, and really just trying to get my sanity back and my mental stability so I never have that type of breakdown again, because it's been terrifying. But I think I'm a lot better now, which also why I'm super excited to start a podcast and a new endeavor and just look forward to something every week, and hopefully this resonates or connects with someone out there and we can just create a positive, loving community. So what else was I gonna say? Yes, I'm a teacher, or yeah, but on a hiatus. I'm also kind of, since I've been in this intensive outpatient program of group therapy and all the crazies, no, we're not crazy. We are not crazy. We're just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe this. I just think of the anxiety guy from Inside Out. Inside Out 2. But I've done a little bit of like reevaluating my core values and my purpose and just how to live a lifestyle that's more aligned with my well-being and my mental stability. So that's a little bit about me. Yeah, so I've had anxiety and insomnia pretty much my whole adult life, and this program that I'm in now, I've been in and out of individual therapy for like over a decade, but this group that I'm in now, which I think is coming to an end soon and I'm so sad about it, has honestly been such a lifeline and seriously life-saving. And I've learned so much in this program, and it has been so beneficial and honestly just life-saving, like I said. So if I can share some of those tips with you guys, how to like manage anxiety, build self-compassion, stay grounded in hard times, then, and give you some tools that I've learned in the past few months since I've been on this more recent intense journey, then that is my goal and my purpose and my intention for this podcast. So like I mentioned, this first episode's a bit raw, a bit unedited, a bit real and authentic. I just want to highlight that it's a safe space for all listeners. I just want to build connection and community and just remind you that you always belong and there's always a community for you. And I hope that you resonate with the misalignment community. So if you like the first episode, I recommend you subscribe. I will link my social media. I don't have much social media, but I will link it in the show notes. And I hope that you come back next week and have more mental health fun with me. Thanks for listening and getting through the first episode on my journey of mental health. I'm gonna end with a mantra that I've been saying to myself lately. And before I do that, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to take deep breaths. It's also okay to always remove yourself from situations. So take care of yourself. Okay, my ending mantra: you are safe, you are strong, and you are important. You are safe, you are strong, and you are important. Thank you so, so much for listening to episode 1 of Misalignment, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye!